So apparently a lot of trade companies, a lot of media outlets know what the Deadpool and Wolverine post-credit scene is, but nobody is saying anything about it because nobody wants to spoil it because of how awesome it is. Now, a few days ago, we did a video about some news about the Deadpool and Wolverine post-credit scene. If you missed it, don't worry, we'll catch you up really quick. What happened was the insider My Time to Shine Hello stated this on X. OMG, this is too good. I'm not going to ruin this, but the post-credit scene in Deadpool and Wolverine is so mind-blowing. I can't believe they were able to pull this off without anyone knowing. Then Deadpool creator Rob Liefeld himself replied to the tweet stating, "He's ain't lying to you," confirming that the post-credit scene is indeed going to be mind-blowing. Now, in our video, we talked about a lot that could happen, like the Deadpool and Wolverine post-credit scene being Deadpool going to other universes recruiting other OG superheroes like Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, maybe even him going back in time to a different universe and recruiting Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man, Chris Evans' Captain America. And we do have some news about Chris Evans returning, which we'll talk about in just a bit. But today, we do have some more Deadpool and Wolverine updates, including an update about the post-credit scene. Like I mentioned in the beginning, apparently a lot of people actually know about the Deadpool and Wolverine post-credit scene. Insider Alex Perez from the Cosmic Circus tweeted this, "Here's the deal. Scoopers know what's being rumored about it. Trades know about it too. Everyone is just waiting to see who fires the first shot that teases or reveals it so they can talk about it. I'm not gonna do it. Some things are better left for the movie going experience." Now, I typically love spoilers, but I'm really curious about this and I would actually like for it not to be spoiled. I love theorizing and speculating about what it could be, but a lot of the fun is in the mystery. And I think it says a lot that apparently a lot of people know about this, but nobody has actually come out and stated what it is yet. Now, we do have some cameo confirmations, not just for Deadpool and Wolverine, but for Avengers Secret Wars as well. And some bad news for people who were hoping that Tobey Maguire Spider-Man was going to be in Deadpool and Wolverine. According to Alex Perez, he's not in it. He posted that on X a few days ago. However, we do have some really, really good news. And that is we are going to get a considerable amount of cameos in Deadpool and Wolverine. However, the plans for how they were going to show us these cameos have seemingly changed, slash are currently still changing. According to a new report from Daniel RPK, Deadpool and Wolverine is currently going through reshoots right now and should last until May, which is just a couple of days away. Now, if this concerns you, I wouldn't let it concern you. I don't think they're doing reshoots because the movie is bad, which is something that they've done at Marvel Studios a lot recently. Captain America, Brave New World, Blade, The Thunderbolts, these are all movies that have been pushed back because either what they already filmed or what they have on the script was deemed not so great by Marvel Studios, so they pushed those back to have more time to work on them. I don't think that's what's happening with Deadpool and Wolverine at all. What I believe is probably happening is Ryan Reynolds, Kevin Feige, Sean Levy, they're probably just getting more ideas of more things they want to do, and they're doing that. They're actually filming those scenes that they want in there and adding them to the movie. However, like I said, a lot of things have seemingly changed. Originally, Deadpool and Wolverine was supposed to give us a lot of cameos in a bunch of different universes. According to Alex Perez from the Cosmic Circus, that is no longer the case. Yes, there are going to be a lot of cameos, but not like how they had planned before. Instead, a lot of the cameos that we are going to get are going to be in the void. And if you're thinking that they're going to be people working for Cassandra Nova, you are only partially right. Yes, we are going to be getting cameos of people who are with Cassandra Nova, the main villain of the movie. We've already seen some of these cameos in the trailer. We have seen Pyro, we have seen Lady Deathstrike, Azazel, and there are going to be more. However, we have found out something new. Apparently, there is going to be some sort of a revolution against Cassandra Nova, and we will see this revolution go up against her and the team that she has in Deadpool and Wolverine. Now, there are some awesome and crazy names rumored for who is going to be on this team. We've heard there are going to be a couple of variants of X-23. We've heard that Channing Tatum's Gambit could definitely be in the mix there, and we've even heard that Chris Evans might be in the movie as the Human Torch, reprising his role as Johnny Storm from the Fantastic Four films that he was in. And this is just a Deadpool fourth wall joke waiting to happen. We already know that he's a big fan of Captain America, and we've seen Agent Paradox show him the footage, and we've seen Deadpool saluting Captain America. So if Chris Evans, who of course plays Captain America, shows up as Johnny Storm, you know we're gonna get some really funny jokes from Ryan Reynolds. And I'd really love to see Channing Tatum show up as Gambit, especially because one, we've seen Gambit be really awesome in X-Men 97 recently, and two, Channing Tatum was really really bummed that he didn't get his Gambit movie, that he didn't get to play Gambit, but this might be his chance. He might not get his own movie as Gambit, but his buddy Ryan Reynolds could bring him in to Deadpool and Wolverine, which I really do hope happens. We've also heard that a Juggernaut variant could be appearing, and Juggernaut was in the last Deadpool movie, Deadpool 2, so that makes a lot of sense. However, I just want to say this in case nobody has heard this yet, and this is coming from director Sean Levy himself. Deadpool and Wolverine is not Deadpool 3. He made that very, very clear. So this is not simply a continuation of Deadpool 2. It kind of is, of course, because we have the beginning of the film with everybody that Deadpool loves. But this movie itself is not a direct continuation. It's its own new story, which is what director Sean Levy said that they believed they needed now that Deadpool is a part of the MCU, which I love because honestly, this movie can do what a lot of other movies can't do since it's coming from another universe, a previous universe, the Fox universe, into the new MCU, which has the multiverse a part of it now. The potential for the story in Deadpool and Wolverine really is out of this world. It's crazy. So I'm glad that they actually took that into account and said, hey, you know what? Before, if we wanted to make a Deadpool 3 and we were still in the Fox universe, we could do it a very certain way, building off Deadpool 2, but now they're in a completely new ballpark and can do essentially anything they want, so they base the writing of the movie around that, which I think was a really great idea. Now, like I mentioned before, we have some pretty big news about a certain character returning for Avengers Secret Wars, and that is Chris Evans. Yes, I did mention that there's a rumor going around that Chris Evans is going to appear as the Human Torch in Deadpool and Wolverine. However, a new report also tells us that Chris Evans has signed a contract to return for Avengers Secret Wars. This is coming from the insider My Time to Shine Hello. And if this is true, you know what this probably means. It probably means that Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr. and Scarlett Johansson and anybody else that has been reported to be returning for Avengers Secret Wars, like Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield Spider-Man, etc., most of them have probably signed their contracts or are pretty close to signing those contracts to return for Secret Wars as well. Because we know it's not just going to be Chris Evans returning as Captain America or other variants as well. If Chris Evans is returning as Captain America, then Robert Downey Jr. is returning as Iron Man, and he's already stated that he wants to return. He loves the time that he spent at Marvel Studios playing Tony Stark. He's already publicly said this. So we've heard the rumors, we've heard the reports that these characters are going to be returning, the actors will return to reprise their roles, which makes sense because Secret Wars allows this to be possible, and honestly, it's a huge missed opportunity if Marvel Studios would decide to not do that. But if this report is true about Chris Evans already signing his contract to return, this is pretty much a guarantee that Captain America, Iron Man, Black Widow, they are all returning. Plus, we've heard reports about Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield Spider-Man, other old Fox characters as well who are going to be returning not only in Deadpool and Wolverine, but in Secret Wars as well. Really, Deadpool and Wolverine and Secret Wars are going to be just so satisfying seeing some of these cameos, so I'm just really excited about the future of the MCU. But let me know how excited you are in the comments down below. And do you have any specific cameos that you would like to see show up in Deadpool and Wolverine and or Avengers Secret Wars? Let me know those in the comments down below. Please don't forget to like this video and subscribe so you can stay up to date with all things relating to the MCU. We do daily videos updating you. And if you subscribe and leave a comment, you're entered in our giveaway for a chance to win a PS5 or Xbox Series X. We pick one winner at the end of each month and the winner picks one item. Only a couple days left for this giveaway in April. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And as always, thank you all so much for watching. Woof woof.